episode 2006, Freedom Requires Truth.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. Take a deep breath. It's summertime. Sometimes we get all wrapped up in everything, and we forget about the little things. What is it that you want for your healthy living? It's Wellness Wednesday. Freedom requires truth. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, the Dalai Lama said this, "In our struggle for freedom, truth is the only weapon we possess." You see, freedom requires truth. When you look at your health and wellness, where does your honesty need to show up? Oh, yeah, that didn't feel good, did it? I know that was a sucker punch. I asked myself the same question. You know, our schedules can lead us astray. We find ourselves bound by what's expected while living the busy high life. Why do we keep doing what we know is not working? Well, the easiest answer is because we know it. We are attracted to what is familiar. And until something else can take its place of familiarity, here we sit because it's what we know. But guess what? The problems still exist. You want freedom from where you are, and freedom requires truth. So how can you begin to make a dent in what seems permanent? Well, you got to live daily for your well-being. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Live daily for your well-being. How does the saying go? The best way to eat an elephant is one bite at a time. Now, you know, that saying, thank goodness it's just a saying, because I don't think I would ever want to eat an elephant. So I want you to think about your favorite food. Maybe it's something savory. Maybe it's something sweet. Maybe it's something that's salty. Whatever it is, if you walked into a room and it was nothing but your favorite food, how would you eat it all? Well, one bite at a time. You can't rush a masterpiece. Have you ever tried painting a masterpiece? If the colors don't have time to dry, they become distorted, right? They begin to blend. Now, some of them you want to blend, but others, oh no, you just end up with a bigger mess and you're like, ugh. And you got to do what? Start all over again. Slow down. Oh, wait, let me say it like the whales say it. Slow down. Healthy living is about making it a lifestyle. It's not about sprinting to the finish line. It's not about how fast you can go. You must decide what you really want. Drop the excuses and be honest with yourself. Freedom requires truth. And in finding the truth, you have to live daily in the midst of transition to experience transformation. That's getting to the other side. Transformation takes daily effort. It's not about how many weeks you want to lose weight. It's not about determining how or what to eat. It's not about a specific workout or routine. It's having daily direction and staying the course. Live daily for your well-being. So what does that look like? Well, number one, you have to decide what you need to work on in regards to your health. And you got to be honest about it. You have an idea of where you want to go. Grow where you want to go, right? If you didn't listen to yesterday's episode, 2005, go back and listen to that. It will give you inspiration. And maybe you already listened to it. Well, go back and listen to it again. Grow where you want to go. You just don't jump in the car and start driving and seeing where you'll end up. Now, I have done that before, and it is really fun. But if you have a goal in mind, you want to be directed towards where you want to go, right? Your health needs direction too. You need a GPS system, and that starts with where you want to go. You got to decide. Number two, intentionally plan your next step. The next step won't happen unless you decide and commit to what you need to do by doing it. For me, I could come up with every excuse not to get up when I wake up and work out. And usually when I wake up, it's like between 3:30 and 4:15. My body just naturally wakes up and it's like, okay, it's time to get going. Now, that's if I go to bed at my reasonable hour between like 9 and 9:30. If I don't, yeah, my body's like, oh, no, 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 I'm not doing that. And you know what? Yes, I grab on to those excuses because in all honesty, it's much easier to roll over, hit the snooze button, and not get up. But if I made it simple for me to get dressed, working out was not a big deal. There my clothes were. All I had to do was put 2 feet on the ground, stand up, and I could just slip into my clothes. And once when those clothes were on, you better believe it, I went to work out, whether it was running in the morning, walking in the morning, actually doing my strength and resistance training, whatever it was for that day, man, I got to it. But if I rolled over, regardless of the snooze button, I just wouldn't do it. If I didn't get dressed, it didn't happen. In addition to intentionally planning, don't get stuck in the be-all, end-all goals. There are days that you're going to roll over and you're not going to get up. Remember, peace of mind is doing what you do best at the time you're doing it. So there are going to be some days that your body is like, oh, no way. I cannot do this. I'm exhausted. Great. Listen to your body. There's a difference of listening to your body and making an excuse. And I know you're smart enough to know the difference. So when your body is telling you that you need the rest, then take the rest. Listen to your body. If it's an excuse, though, be sure you've already cleared the path of excuses. Lay out those clothes. Put out those shoes. Already know what workout you're going to do. And if you go to a gym, you don't have to worry about it. But if you're doing something at home or if you're going to run, already make the plan in your mind that today when I get up, oh, this is what I'm doing. Maybe you already have your playlist for your music. Whatever you're going to do, prep in advance, right? Intentionally plan so you can just get to doing it. Show up in your plan. And finally, number three, take aim. Action ignites motivation. Nothing feels better than seeing yourself take action, feeling your body change, gaining more energy, enjoying clothes that fit better, and soon winning your long-term goal for your healthy living. Your lifestyle is only a step away. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness, but you have to be willing to take the step, the daily step. And you've got to be honest of where you're at. So when you're looking at yourself, decide, plan, take aim. The questions remain though. What do you really want out of your life when it comes to living a healthy lifestyle? How do you want to feel? Maybe it has nothing to do with how you want to look, but maybe it's how you want to feel. I got a grandbaby along the way. I don't want to be sitting there and run 4 or 5 steps and all of a sudden I'm like, I don't want to feel like I'm going to pass out. I want to be able to chase my grandbaby around the yard. I want to play ball. I want to go on hikes. Who knows what else I want to do? But what I do know is that I don't want to be sitting around and having the baby handed to me, having the toddler put in my lap. No. I want to be able to go and do life with my grandchild. What do you really want out of your life? How do you want to live? Do you want to have a cane in your hand? If you don't have that yet, then why make that a goal? Instead, say, you know what? I don't want that. I want something more out of life. However, if you do have a cane in your hand, because some of us do, life throws us, you know, a few fastballs and it happens. But just because you have a cane doesn't mean you have to slow down. You can still have a healthy quality of life. Yeah, maybe you need to eat a little bit differently. Maybe you need to eat a little bit less if you're not moving as much. But you need to know your body. Work with someone who understands your goals. Talk to your medical provider, your physician. Reach out. Reach out to me. I'm here. I cannot wait until the AIM Academy. I am so excited because these are things that we're going to dig deeper in on a personal level. And what type of lifestyle do you desire? What does it really look like? What is your dream? Maybe you're not even to retirement age yet. In fact, maybe the word retire isn't even in your vocabulary because you see yourself always doing something. For me, I do. I see myself doing this until I'm well into my 80s, possibly, I pray, into my lower 90s because my goal is to live way over 100. Give yourself permission to be honest. Don't hide behind everyone else and what they're doing. Don't linger where your goals are buried. Step into greatness. You were created for a purpose. Your family needs you. Your coworkers need you. Your friends need you. Your community needs you. God needs you. I need you. So be honest where you are and be willing to take the next step, no matter how big or how small. Remember, it's one step at a time that leads to miles of greatness. Freedom requires truth. Stand boldly in the direction of your well-being. Train for life and love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a joy-filled day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.